I cannot believe that he stands up with his daughters on a stage and he doesn't care about global warming, because that means he doesn't care about what happens to them in 2050.
Well, this week in election campaigning, we saw Tony Abbott spruik his case in the National Press Club and Kevin Rudd on the ABC's Q&A program. Today it was Christine Milne, leader of the Greens, turn, and she was firing on all cylinders with climate change at the centre of her talk today. For her analysis, I talked, as usual, to our election commentator, Margot Kingston.
Climate and environment is the issue which has been ignored by the two major parties. I felt she actually went back to her core today and asked voters to vote Green to have some voice looking out for the environment and to adapt to climate change.
She did also highlight the fact that globally there is going to be a negotiation, global climate talks in 2015, to try and work towards a global treaty. She said that Tony Abbott is going to be a global embarrassment at that G20 with his current approach to climate change. Is that going to be a message that's going to resonate with anyone outside of the Greens, though?
I don't really think so. I mean, people forget that John Howard was a climate change denialist and until the very end connived with the mining industry and the coal industry to stop action on climate change and to bury the science on it. And Tony Abbott's going to do the same thing. We are entering very, very dark days for the environment and for climate under Tony Abbott. And Christine Milne's core message was that if you want these issues to stay in play, then please vote Green.
Tony Abbott has refocused on that issue this week himself after having been fairly quiet on the issue of the carbon tax, after that seemed to be neutralised a bit by Kevin Rudd saying that he was going to move away from it earlier to an ETS. He's actually come out this week and said that he believes this election is going to be a referendum on the carbon tax. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's still as strong an issue for the public out there as it was some time ago?
Well, it's not showing up. And the reason it's not showing up, in my opinion, is that there's no leadership on it. I mean, the irony of ironies, Kevin Rudd started his new prime ministership by terminating the carbon tax and bringing the ETS forward. I thought, and many people thought, he would get on the front foot after that and attack direct action. Instead, he walked away.
Why do you think that the climate, whether it's in the form of the carbon tax or climate change and the environment as an issue generally, has not resonated as strongly with people this election?
Well, my long-term view is that the Murdoch media and climate change sceptics funded by the mining and coal industry have won the debate. The Gillard government fought against enormous odds to get that carbon trading emission scheme through. She was murdered by the media saying it was a so-called lie when it was a broken promise that she had to break to forge a coalition. But she kept fighting and the government kept fighting, and as soon as Kevin Rudd took over the leadership, he stopped. He gave up.
This is going to be our last chat before we go to the polls on Saturday. There is going to be a media blackout on political advertising from tonight, midnight. There are still a number of coalition policies that are yet to be announced. How do you see the next few days playing out, Margot?
Well, Tony Abbott has said for the past year that he will put out his spending cuts in good time before the election. His definition of good time is tomorrow, 2 days before the election. He's been able to get away with this because he has not been under scrutiny by the Murdoch media and therefore by other media which is run by its agenda. There is not a total media blackout on election advertising. There is a blackout on television and radio advertising. That is, advertising by stations which rely on a government licence. It's open slather for advertising in newspapers and it's open slather for advertising online. There are already a number of dirty tricks that are being played online that are doing the rounds of Twitter, and I think those tricks will get dirtier and dirtier. I think this election is just going to get really, really nasty in the next 2 days.
Any predictions? I mean, it's looking pretty dire for Labor right now.
The coalition will win easily. There is some prospect that it could control the Senate, but I don't believe it will. I think there's going to be a couple of surprises in lower house seats with either Katter Party or PUP.
PUP being the Palmer United Party?
Yes. I think Cathy McGowan will win Indi or Sophie Mirabella. That'll be another surprise. But I think in the Senate, the likelihood now is, with all these micro-parties and cross-preferencing, is that we could well have a right-wing, indie-controlled Senate.